Thank you guys for tuning into the Heal Not Harm podcast. My name is Chocolate Dove. That is on Instagram. It's CHOCOLATE_D(O)V, V as in Victor, and 3 as in the number 3 that Chance wears on his hat. Chance the Rapper. He's freaking awesome. Anywho, and no, I'm not a groupie. I'm not alluding to anything. I don't know this man. You know, you got to cover everything when you start saying and mentioning people's names. They be like, yeah, that girl said, they don't even know me from nothing. And yeah, no, I love him as an artist. I've never met this guy. But from what the internet have displayed about him, he's freaking awesome. All right, moving on. So today I'm doing a segment called BFF. And this is in regards to Mindful Monday. Now, I want to answer a couple of questions that you haven't even got the chance to ask yet, but I'm going to give it to you. So, who am I? I'm a 30-year-old woman who feels like I have been through a lot in life and I have something to offer somebody somewhere. Meaning, I want this podcast to be an inspiring, informing, freaking relatable source for any and everybody. This is a non-judgment free zone. I know that there's good and bad people. That's just the way the world works. And a lot of times, the more so than not, the bad ones are bad because of being traumatized or a mental situation, like they're mentally not right, or as a combination. And it could possibly be, you know, like, you know what they say, hurt people hurt people. So this is a place where, yes, we can crack jokes and shoot the shit, talk shit, joke, but I think I said that already, but anyway, do all of that, but still respect each other, still have boundaries, you know what I mean? And yeah, and the reason I'm saying all this is because I used to be a real asshole. Now I'm just an ass without the hole. I was an asshole because I felt entitled to a lot of stuff that nobody owes you anything, but I felt entitled. Not only did I feel entitled, I felt superior to some people. And I know a lot of people are like, well, how the frick are you superior? Since your bank account is inferior, what are you talking about? Listen, I just had some things going on with me. It's like when you go through things in your life and you never feel like you are who you want to be or who you can be, or you're put to be a certain way, and you, I don't know, it's like you put, well, I put it in my head that I was, I listen, y'all, I'm not perfect, so I can't even really elaborate on that. Maybe God will give me the right things to say at the right time, but I say all that to say is I've been humbled throughout life experience, from me feeling like I was better than people because I've never been through the situations that they were inflicted with, be it self-inflicted or, you know, circumstantial. Is it circumstantial? Is that a real word? Anyway, so I just want you guys to know that he's working on me. And by he, I mean God, because Lord knows I need the help. All right, so our topic segment for today is Mindful Monday. And Mindful Monday is basically just Motivational Monday, but things to be mindful of. And if we're going to say mindful is a vehicle, motivation is the acceleration. I think that made sense. All right, so what are we being mindful of this Monday? We're being mindful of our BFFs. What are our BFFs? And again, I will talk and relate to a story and tell a story about myself before anyone else. And even if I do mention someone else, I'll never mention their name, because y'all know, you know, we don't need all that extra he blah she blah blah blah. And I'm not here to offend or hurt nobody, because if that's the case, I would have just made a blog talking about everybody, which was an option. But everybody's talking about everybody, and no one's really talking about the things we really need to talk about all the time. And I'm not saying we're not going to, you know, have fun and cut up. I'm just saying, you know, I would love for this to be more of a positivity hub than anything. A place where you can come and we can discuss and, you know, have a good time versus freaking dick riding somebody and making somebody else feel bad. Like, I'm not with that. So, all right. So, about these BFFs. So, what are the BFFs? Chocolate Dub? Well, the BFFs are business, finances, and friends. Or business, friends, and finances. Whatever, you know, toots your horn. Toots, whatever toots your... Ain't it? Whatever. I'm going to stop trying to say these sayings because I'm fucking shit all the way up. All right. So, let's get into it. Business. Well, why do I need to be mindful of my business? Well, are you wondering why the town knows that you are a stripper when you were stripping in a whole completely different freaking state and you only told, I don't know, 3 people? Yeah, business. Your job, relationship, all that shit turns into business. It's something that is of importance and needs to get handled and be dealt with on a daily basis. So, you know, when you go and run your business about how your man got a big ding-a-ling, don't be mad when freaking Sheikah from up the street done ease her way down to your house while you out and you getting, I don't know, sugar from the store or you going to work or whatever the hell you doing. Because you know why? You told your business. And that kind of go into the friend part too, because you thought Sheikah was your friend. Sheikah down there riding Billy's ding dong because you done told her how big it was and he's a weak man and you done went to the store. Ain't nobody got time for that. So you want to be mindful of your business, mindful of the type of business you're telling people, the type of business. And you know, people can't judge and spectate what they don't know. I mean, they can, but they can't. Like, I know you are, but what am I type thing? Like, what can you, you know? So being mindful of your business is always imperative to growing, to less stress. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I did something and I didn't even think about it till my friend repeated it back to me. So mind you, I'm thinking we're all friends because I kind of got this rule amongst my friends that I've been knowing for 10 plus years. If I have a problem with you, I'd rather talk about it to you and to our friends as a group. Oh, snap. See, I can't be looking at Instagram while I'm on this shit. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm doing the most. I'm sorry. I'm actually responding to somebody's comment. Anyway, I'm sorry. And this goes back, just you gotta be mindful of people and don't let people dictate your freaking moves and emotions. So I put somebody is, he's how do you say it? He has some disabilities or whatever you want to call it. However, he has so many followers. He has 202,000 followers. So with that being said, he has some type of influential impact on Instagram. What I don't understand is why people follow people that they do not like, or they don't fancy, or they don't find attractive. Why follow them? Why? So anyway, and this back to the hill, not harm, but I'm gonna get back into the BFF. I'm sorry, I just got sidetracked because I got the notification. So it's the his name is Queen Shamar Bad Bitch. Now, visually, I believe he has spinal bifida, but listen, he has a condition with his spine that it alters his appearance when it comes to his spine. And everybody's made different, and everybody don't have the money to freaking go and buy $400, $500, $600, $700, whatever y'all pay for y'all bundles and frontals and everybody can afford to get them chipmunk teeth. Everybody can afford to get braces. Everybody can't afford to satisfy society with their looks because of how society has told us we have to look. We have to have straight teeth because if you don't have straight teeth, you're not attractive. You have to have long hair and it has to be straight, silky pressed, or it has to be nice and curly like a Spanish woman. It can't be the naturally tight coiled hair that we were born and blessed with. Oh, no. You have to do it. So if you don't have those type of things and material things, you are automatically deemed unfit for society. And this is the stuff that pisses me off because I don't know if y'all pay attention or how much y'all see, but every year there are so many children just committing suicide off of what another motherfucker done said to them. And you know why that motherfucker said it to him? And I'm calling them motherfuckers because if you are that evil to push your hatred and your ideal of what beauty is on another person to make them question themselves or get their body done or kill themselves, you are a piece of shit, little motherfuckers. So the little motherfucker don't far from the tree. So the little motherfucker probably came from the big motherfucker that was probably abusing, molesting, whatever to this person. So now they got to go out and talk about people. I mean, really, like you ever notice body shaming is a double standard. People are always talking about all big girls, this and that, this and that. And you got big girl strippers and you got big girls having these dance studios and that's all well and dandy. That's great. But what about us skinny people? Yeah, you got thick and you got thicker and you got thickest. But they ain't checking for skinny people because, oh, you don't got no butt. Oh, you don't got no titties. Oh, you got to get that done. And there's so much, oh, fuck skinny bitches and all this other shit. But then you make one song or anything about a female with her gut that touch her freaking coochie area, it's a problem. Now you're a hater. Now you just, I tell people all the time, my mama juicy. I just so happen to be skinny. My sister juicy. My brother juicy. They all are juicy individuals. Do I love them any less? No, I do not. Do I look at them like they're better or less than? No, I do not. Because shape don't have shit to do with sexiness or how you deserve to be treated, period. It really doesn't, but people seem to forget that. So back to this frustration, this little troll bitch. So, okay, anyway, sorry. So Queen Shamar, bad bitch, that's his name. So it's Q-U-E-E-S-H-A-M-A-R-B-A-D-B-I-T-C-H. I said it. Q-U-E-E-N-S-H-A-M-A-R-B-A-D. Sometimes I think I'm dyslexic, y'all, so I had to do that over because it didn't sound like I spelled that. But anyway. So he put, now mind you, he has some physical disabilities. Mentally, I don't know. I'm not even getting into all that. You can go look for yourself. But anyway, so he posted up there, I'm doing so good with this dancing. I'm killing it, little boo. Mind you, I don't think he was doing bad. And for a person that got a freaking crooked spine, my nigga, I have a perfectly aligned spine, I think. And I'm lazy. I'm not that coordinated. And it is what it is. So I admire him. And sometimes you don't know what a person has to push through to make it through. So him saying I'm a bad bitch and him doing this and that and this and that, sometimes that's a facade because you can't let them know that what they're saying is hurting you and what they're doing is wrong. So this little raggedy dog called It's K. Now, mind you, my whole, like I said, what's the point of coming to somebody's broadcast to beat them down? Or not broadcast, but their Instagram or their social media, period. If you don't like them, you don't fucking like them. Leave them alone. So he made that caption. Then I said, wow, they really wake up with negativity in their hearts and minds. Forget everything negative. You are a star and they are duds just wishing. That's what I said. And I meant that because, my nigga, I wish I had 200 and something thousand followers. He has 200 and something thousand followers. Does that mean he has $200,000? I don't fucking know. Have I sent him a couple dollars? Yes, I have. I'm a broke bitch, but guess what? I still did it. It's about just giving what you can when you can. I don't know that man's situation. I don't know, you know what I mean? He could actually have thousands in the bank. I don't know, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's just doing from your heart, period. And that's all that really boils down to. But anyway, so this little troll chick named It's K, and that's ITZ.KAY. She put Erica, that's my name on Instagram, one of my names. Anyway, then I'm going to tell the rest. But she's put Erica, don't boost people's head up. I said, so break them down, question mark. What's in it for me being an asshole? Like, and that's true. And it's really true. Like, how am I hurting myself by giving uplifting, encouraging compliments and words of encouragement? Well, should I jump on the you ain't shit, you look like this, you're ugly, you dance bad? Like, first of all, I don't even dance. So there's a nip that in the butt. These people don't even dance and they talking about how a man is dancing. Anyway, I swear to goodness, people are just little boogers. And this little girl, she a little girl. She like, she don't get no attention from nowhere. That's probably why she's on here freaking pestering and pandering somebody who is trying to live their best life. This man ain't worried about no fucking body. His favorite saying and my favorite saying from him is a pussy asshole could never. Because that's what these trolls are. You're cowards. The first of all, girl, you hide him. This particular chick is talking crap about him and with one picture in her Instagram. Most of the people that talk shit about people on Instagram only has one picture, or their whole page is private, because it gives them a sense of security, a sense of I don't know, a bullshit blocker. But listen, karma gonna come whether you on Instagram or not, period. That's just point blank, period. All right, so let me hurry up before my 60 minutes is up, because y'all know last time, okay, I'm only 16 minutes in, good. Because last time I tried to, man, I was pissed. I was sitting over here, I told you I've been doing this for 4 hours, and this is my last attempt, period. So I hope you guys like it. I hope you can excuse all the ums and all the periods, because right now that's my bomb drops. Those are my ad-libs. I don't have nothing else for y'all. I'm tired. But I feel like I need to get this out, and I need to put it out, because I'm going to keep saying I'm going to do a podcast. Next thing you know, I'm going to be 45 years old talking about I'm going to do a podcast. All right. So you got to be mindful of your business, because ultimately that is who you are, where you work, how you work, who you're working with, who you're working for, what you're working with. All of that is business that you need to be mindful of. Stop telling people about your sex life. Stop telling people about the fucked up shit in your relationship. Because guess what? I was one of those friends where you tell me your nigga ain't shit, and then you gonna turn around and be with him like a couple of hours later. I'ma talk so much shit about you, bitch. Because you just wasted 2 hours of my talk time and my life, of my ears and my attention span, to listen to you tell me 80 million ways how he ain't shit. And then you turn around and you back with him, and you ain't even talking to me right now because you with him. Like, I don't got time for that. You gotta be mindful, y'all. Mindful. I can't talk about you if you ain't tell me how much he ain't shit. How can Brenda go and tell Brittany and all the mother hoes at the hair salon that Keith be sticking his dick in everybody if you didn't go and tell them hoes in the first place? Mindful of your business, baby. They don't care about your drama. They care enough to spread it, and that's it. It's like peanut butter. Just spread it on the bread and put some more stuff on top of it, and you got a sandwich. That's what people got. I don't even know if these metaphors are making sense, because I'm talking out of my head because I'm sleepy. It is exactly 3:00 in the morning. All right, so we got business out the way. Now, you want to be mindful of your finances. And again, I'm speaking out of experience. A person who smokes every day, avidly, and do not have a car anymore. Why, Craig? Why? When I could have took all this weed money and put it into fixing my old Bertha. Yeah, I had a 2001 Cadillac. And it was clean, too. The door panels were fucked up. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, whatever. And again, I do apologize if I curse too much. My mama did not raise me like this, actually. She had me in church most of my life. She never cursed at me as a child. I did get ass whoopings that I kind of felt some of them were unnecessary. But all in all, of being obedient and fearful of my mother, I still turned into a stripper at some point in my life. So, you know, FYI, beatings don't really work for real all the time. You gotta do some talking and mentoring and praying for these kids. But, all right, so finances. I know I said that already, but like I said, I'm tired. Finances. You need to be mindful. guess what? I buy Chick-fil-A almost every I'm eating a two-day-old Chick-fil-A freaking salad right now because I didn't have the funds to buy Chick-fil-A today. I had it yesterday, and I had it the day before, and I had it the day before. I think I had somewhere else, but DoorDash gets about $100 to $140 of my money guaranteed every week. And that's just figuratively because I was just looking at $25, $25, $40 because sometimes, you know, you buy for friends and all that other shit, whatever. And I'm just, never mind. I'm going to skip that anyway. So, yeah, that is something that, I don't know. Do y'all guys know that your credit actually is your freedom? Your credit is your freedom. Your credit is your livelihood. Your credit is your peace of mind. Because with good credit, you can get great things with low interest or low payment rates. So if I go into a store right now, I can get a 2019 for about $500 or $600 a month. Whereas a person with a Becky or Burt freaking credit score can go in there and get the same 2019 for maybe $100, $200 a month. I don't know, but way cheaper than me. Same with a crib. It makes so much more sense to invest into a home, a house, a place of your own than to keep paying rent every god dang month to not own a thing. Not even the carpet or the drapes. Okay, maybe the drapes. So this part of the lesson is really just being financially aware of, you know, the things we spend our money on and, you know, how don't lend Johnny $150 to go flip a ball of crack because he ain't coming with your money back. I'm going to just tell y'all. And again, Cutter, that is something that I have went through myself. I knew I got a son. I knew I had things I could have bought myself, my kids, anything. And I call myself trying to be a ride or die. And I'm still pissed off about that $150 2 years later. So don't be like me. Make sure you spend your money how you want. But in a good, logical way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person, I will literally order some food when you just went grocery shopping because I want instant gratification. Is that right? Hell no, that ain't right. Why? Because I ain't a fucking millionaire. Who the fuck do I think I am? And the same for you, boo. If you got Jordans every week, and yeah, you might got a job, but nigga, you still taking a bus, you still having to give niggas gas money, guess what? You need to take them Jordans back, okay, and start putting that money up for a car. Because I don't know if y'all notice, niggas act funny when they get cars. Like, yeah. And then, wouldn't you rather put your own gas in your own tank than putting it in someone else's tank? Just for them to probably pick you up late, drop you off late, make an excuse of why they late, all that other extra shit. Yeah, you don't need that in your life. And this is coming from a person that has spent hundreds, maybe a couple thousand, I'm not sure, in Uber and Lyft. So again, mindful with your management of your money. Oh yeah. So these friends that I'm about to talk about, remember, it's BFFs. So these friends, yeah, you want to be mindful of them too because sometimes they can affect your money, which is your finances, and your business. So your F can fuck over your B and F if you're not careful. You see where I did there? That F can fuck up your B and F. That one F, that friend, that foe, we're going to call them a foe. So your friends, your business, your friend, your business, your finances, and your friend, your foes. God damn it. Yeah, I'm not doing this over. So yeah, y'all get what I was trying to say. You want to be mindful of those things because friends can either be parasites or they can be stimulants, if that makes sense. See, a friend is not a person who drains you of your energy. I'm going to give you an example. A friend that only call when they need someone to listen to how they nigga ain't shit. That's not your friend. She's using you as Dr. Phil. You have a life. And unless that's your profession and you get paid and you're charging this half about an hour, tell her that you are busy. You'll call her back. Because a real friend is not going to overwhelm you and bombard you with their fucked up shit when they know that you got your own fucked up shit. And that's just what it is. Yes, friends are supposed to listen and be there for you. But unless your mama died, your kid is missing an eye, I don't want to hear about how you are over this nigga that you've been with for 10 years. I don't want to hear. My friends know. Don't. My best friend in the whole wide world, Paris. Hey, baby. Paris, I love her to death. And she is a definition of a friend. Let me tell you why. Paris is the only friend of mine that I have accused of stealing, that haven't stole, and still was my friend and didn't even talk about me on Facebook. And she is clapback shorty or subliminal shorty, whatever you want to call her. I have been petty enough to take our arguments to Facebook like a child. I can't call one time I've ever heard anybody come back and say, oh, Paris was talking about you, or Paris was sitting there for a whole hour while such and such ran your name in the dirt, or Paris, you know, never. Now, do I always agree with what my best friend does or accepts? Fuck no. Does she always agree with what I do and what I accept? Fuck no. But that's part of why she's my best friend, because I can say that she's never judged as far as in, oh, I can't fuck with you because you doing this. It's more so like, listen, sis, well, you do what you want to do, and I wish the best for you. However, I'm not with the shit. Like, that was her, that's her thing, you know what I mean? And I couldn't do nothing but respect it. You can't get mad at somebody because they not doing what you want them to do or what you doing, because, again, that's not a real friend. A friend is a person who's going to tell you the right thing even if it pisses you off. And as she used to say, or always, and she still says, it's not about how you say it. What you say, it's how you say it. Because a lot of times I call myself trying to tell somebody about themselves, trying to be on some, I know this and take my advice or else type shit. And it's, who the fuck are you? Who am I? Who am I that I could tell somebody about anything? Especially, well, I'm not going to say tell anybody anything, because I do have experience and I have been through some things I feel I can actually help other people deter from or deviate from or whatever the case may be. But who was I to pass judgment is what I meant. So moving on from that. Yeah, so you have to be mindful of your business, finances, and your friendships. Because your friendships can eat into your finances and your business. Because if you're going around telling everybody your business, don't be worried about how everybody know your business. Because your business is your business. You tell people what you want them to know. I've learned a trick. Tell people what you don't care about coming back to you. Like, I actually felt bad just recently because I didn't know how my friend felt, and I still don't know how she felt, because I told a mutual friend, which technically is my friend, not her friend, but she know the girl, I told her that she got jumped. And when my friend repeated it back to me, like, yeah, I seen her, I was like, yeah, Jerry told me you got jumped. I was like, ooh, wow. How did, you know, I started thinking, like, how did she take that? Like, did she take it? I was talking shit like Carol. I was more so, I was just informing her, but still, I probably shouldn't have told her business. Not probably. I shouldn't have told her business. And that was her business. It had shit to do with me or the person I told. But I figured, hey, we all know each other. Let me tell you what happened. Girl, you got jumped. Yeah, no. We need to work on that. I told y'all, I'm raggedy and I am working on myself. Every day, I reflect on how I handle certain situations and how I could have handled certain situations. And that particular situation, I could have shut the fuck up and let whatever happened, happen. And if she found out, she found out. But yeah, I just have a big mouth. But I'm working on it. I truly am. So yeah, and those friends that only come around when it's time to smoke, party, or fuck, you don't need them, baby. I used to have these two twins. I didn't have them, but they were, I thought they, at the time, they were my friend. It was these two twins. Attractive, turn up queens. The niggas liked them, like, you know, they was pretty decent to be around. And like I said, I'm a strong 7'5", but with my makeup, or at least my hair done, I'm like an 8.5. Now if I got the makeup shebang and the weave, oh honey, you can't tell me I ain't no 9. You can't tell me I ain't no 9. But yeah, so, you know, it was like, oh, they're the turn up, you know, they get us into the club for free, you know, they lit for real, right? And then I realized, nigga,
I can't call nobody if my mama was to go to there tomorrow, God forbid. I can't call nobody and say I need a ride. I can't call nobody asking for $5 to get to a doctor's appointment. I don't know. That just sounds like it's a thing. But, you know what I mean? It took a lot to realize what a real friend was and what a real friend should be. And I haven't always been a good friend at all. And that's to all my friends. I haven't always been the best I could have been. And in that, I have hurt people verbally. Because, believe it or not, the things you say to people do matter. And they do have an impact. Even if it don't affect them today or tomorrow. And they might say they don't care, but trust me. Anything negative that you hear that have even a piece of truth to it, it's going to make you think about it. You know what I mean? It's going to make you reflect. Maybe on good, maybe on bad, but, you know, my whole thing is what I'm trying to push is, one, I'm working on practicing what I preach, and two, I'm working on watching how and when I say certain things, because there's a few times I had to catch myself in the comment section and freaking, the shade room, and they, you know, spotlighting a few celebrities. I felt like, damn, I want to say this, but then I thought about, damn, I'm not even in their tax bracket to even be discussing shit about these people. Matter of fact, what I have to say about them has absolutely nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my existence, my livelihood, my independence, nothing. So why am I going to say it? I'm just a little torn, y'all, because I thought this podcast was going to be a little long. I don't know what the hell I was talking about in the last one, but the last one was over an hour long, and I'm only at 31 minutes right now. So what we're going to do is recap, and then I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are current. And I'm sorry, just looked at Twitter. I paused. But yeah. Recap, mindfulness, mindful Monday, motivational Monday. Be motivated to be the best you can be, and be motivated to remove anything toxic in your life that you don't need. Sometimes you need to give up the weed for about a month. Babes, you will see a difference in your life. I'm telling you, only people that are qualified, certified to smoke as much weed as they want, when they want, is Snoop and freaking Wiz Khalifa. They are the weed godfathers. I think they smoke more weed than, I don't even know. Who do you think about when you think about weed? Snoop? Wiz? I can't really think of nobody else. And I know a lot of people smoke, but... Oh, Tokyo Toni. Yes. Yeah, she blows it down too. But other than that, baby, you should not... be all, nah. And like I said, I'm speaking to myself. I got one in my hand right now, and it ain't what I want. Not the kind of weed that I need. I need the mountain. Anyway, okay, again, I digress. But yeah, this is not just some reflecting for other people. This is reflecting for me. I mean, me hearing myself talk about not having a car, even though I know I ain't got no goddamn car, but me not having a car, and I haven't had one in months, and I can smoke every day and order hundreds of dollars of Chick-fil-A throughout weeks of less than a month, like, I need to get it together too. I need to be mindful of where my ducats are going, how my ducats are being spent. So yeah, and mindful, like I said, your business. Who knows your business? Who do you invite into your business? Your business is your business. And like I said, your friends / foes. A real friend is not going to let nobody dog you out. A real friend ain't going to bring you no bone. Because let me tell you something, boo. If you able to come back and tell me an elaborate conversation how somebody was dogging me out, sis, you sat there too long. You was there entirely too long. And one thing y'all going to learn about me real quick. I don't like fake shit. I've been fake majority of my life, so I'm very anti-fake. I don't like seeing it. I don't display it. If I don't like you, that don't mean I hate you. And if I don't like something about you, that don't mean I'm hating. However, I'm learning to pick and choose wording wisely. because, like I said, they have an effect. Do you know how many children kill themselves from being bullied? A lot. Too many to count. Because every now and then I'm always scrolling past a story, numerous stories, 10-year-old, 8-year-old, kids that didn't even have the chance to reach their full potential, killing themselves with supportive families, killing themselves because of what someone else felt that they needed to hear, what they need to say out their mouth. If you see somebody that's disabled, pray for them. If you see somebody that is just, you know, evil, pray for them. But you only feeding the fire by, you know, investigating that shit. And by, you know, like I said, this shit I just seen on Instagram. Like, what the fuck is your deal, little bitch? Like, what is your deal? It's Kay, whatever her name is. Like, why? Look, all these comments on this man. Mind you, he just posted a video of him dancing. And someone put, do you really think that hair is cute? Now, mind you, he has been wearing the same wig a very long time. But guess what? I got wigs in there from last year that's in the bag waiting for emergencies right now. Shut the fuck up. Who are you? Moving on. Mind you, these people that's talking so much shit, somebody else said, you're not killing it. This little bitch, her name is Z Spams. First of all, her name is Z Spam. Second of all, it's private. Third of all, she only got 311 followers. Again, he has over 200,000 followers. It's too hot for that wig. Mind you, this girl, her whole picture is a whole bunch of hair. Like, what are you talking about? Sis, this ain't your hair. It's too hot for them bundles. Moving on. He's always wearing first of all, they said he's always wearing they shoes. They meant those shoes. Why the bomb ass eyes? Why, if your eyes are so bombed and her shit says unbothered every day, you're unbothered every day, but you feel the need to be bothered by somebody wearing some shoes that ain't got shit to do with you. Someone says the hair is sending me death. You get something new and wear it to death. What's your P.O. box address? I got a few pieces for you. And they're probably lying. Please change that shirt. Let's see. Since you want to be a little disabled girl so badly, inbox me your shoe size and address so I can send you some patent leather Mary Janes and some lace socks because I'm sick of them boots. Keisha, Keisha, Keisha. Now, this is someone. I really don't understand. The people that be leaving these fucking troll ass remarks. I know the leather top is the mustiest. Y'all get on his page and talk shit. Just unfriend him, shaking my head. Exactly. Someone, a mess. You not only rap and sing, but you dance too. Oh, no, that was good. Yeah, okay. All right, he got some nice one, but a lot of this is a lot of hate. I told myself I wasn't going to laugh, but when he started hopping, I lost it. It's a no for me, shaking my head. For why though? Did he ask these bitches about him dancing, his skills? He made a statement that he is killing it. Shout out to Shamar Bad Bitch, Queen Shamar Bad Bitch on Twitter. Because let me tell you, honey, it would take the skin I built up over the years of being called all type of prehistoric animals and all types of ignorant wild shit, or being referred to as not attractive because of my skin complexion, or maybe because I'm skinny. I can relate. I don't think I have a disability, but then again, I do be. My mom said I fell behind the bed once and I was back there for a little bit, and she and my daddy didn't even know where the hell I was. So, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that. But yeah, I really don't have too much to say. Like I said, I'm going to perfect this and rock this and get it right. I plan on graduating in, oh my gosh, a few years. However, but I plan on doing more content and kicking it with y'all a little bit more because, you know, oh, a lot of bit more, but yeah. And my last piece of advice, because now it's been 40 minutes and I'm really tired of talking, because, and I never thought I would say this, but I've been talking for 4 hours straight. Oh, actually, almost 4.5. All right, so if there's any piece of advice I would give you, if you're ever questioning what to be mindful of, anything that sucks the fun, sucks the love, sucks the integrity, sucks the hope, the faith, and anything positive out of you, get rid of it. They sucking you dry at work. Guess what, honey? I come to work, not make friends, okay? No, I don't have any more creamer. No, I don't have any more coffee. I'm sorry, and I got all the coffee. No, you say, it don't hurt to say no. Sometimes people need to hear no, and you're not wrong for saying no. And that goes in a lot of different things, period. The freaking, there's a lot of things you could say no to, and you wouldn't be wrong. And it goes outside of work, and it goes inside of a lot of any aspect, shit, apply it, shoot. All right, and whatever it is that you want to do, as long as it's not harming, hurting, condemning, criticizing in the worst way, do what you need to do. As long as it's not, you know, raping or robbing or killing or stealing. Oh, wait, that's it, raping, robbing. Robbing is the same as stealing. So as long as you're not doing those things, because nobody's perfect. I can't sit up here and say, as long as you're not doing adultery, listen, I don't know whose husband or brother or cousin that was married or what. Listen, I don't ask, okay? So I'm not here, like I said, I'm not a Bible thumper or a pamphlet pumper. I'm just here to hopefully be a source. And hopefully God will give me the things and place the things on my heart that I need to talk about. Other than that, you know, I just hope you all have a great day, and I hope that you guys find peace in everything that you have and do. Peace in your relationship, peace in your family, just, you know, peace, because that's one of the most precious, priceless things we could ever own, is peace. Because, I mean, what else are we fighting for? Because there's a hell of a lot of people that got money and they are miserable as finuck. I mean, fuck, like, miserable. So, fuck the hate and shit. I can't believe I've been sitting here this long. So, I want to say, if you don't have, because I, you know, family over everything, but family will fuck you over anything sometimes. And I just want to be that person. If you are, you feel like you don't have any family, you feel that, if, first of all, if you have a mother and she's capable of forgiveness and being forgiven, you should do that shit. I know I probably could have said that better, but you should do that shit. Because a lot of times, a lot of us are broken and damaged from the foundation. Half the time, we damaged from our family that don't even know they damaged us. So whole time, I'm mad because whatever happened in my life, but at the time, that was just a moment in my life. And maybe my mom or whoever didn't understand themselves or me at that time. It doesn't help to hold grudges. You don't know how many people I hear cussing out their mom. They don't like their mom. At the end of the day, if your mom is toxic, listen, all you can do is pray for them. And love them. And turn, you don't have to turn off your love for someone, but you can turn off your energy. Period. So that mom that's only always calling for money, listen, unless she on her deathbed, I love you so much, mom. And if I really could, I would, but I can't. Because sometimes you have to put yourself before others. A lot of times you do, because who you think they putting theirself before? Others, right? All right then.
So back to that shit. And I'm using cuss words as fillers because my vocab is slipping me. I'm tired. My mouth is dry as shit. I've been looking at the same salad since I've been out. I'm sitting here trying to record this. But I'm just going to leave y'all with that. And, you know, stay away from them friends that ain't got five on it. You know, that friend that always come around with just the blunt. Like, nigga, blunts are only a dollar. Unless you in D.C., then they like five. But, I think I covered it all. Thank you for being a friend. That's what y'all need. Yeah, thank you for being a friend. But, oh, did I finish? Y'all know I'm a little touched, right? I don't know if y'all knew that, but I'm a little touched. Because, clearly, I was, like, closing out. And then I started talking about... If you don't have a cousin, I mean an uncle, a sister, a brother, a mother, a friend, I would like to be that. Meaning if you, I'm going to just say I love you. I don't know who you are, but I know what it's like to feel like nobody gives a shit. I know what it feels like to feel like nobody loves you. Even though my mom, she said she'd been loving me all her life, but you know. I have my moments where I'm a little questionable about if the long love is as strong as the other siblings, but we're not going to go there. Because this is, like I said, a lot of us have a lot of things that have traumatized our way of thought, or traumatized our way of action, just a lot. So you want to be mindful of what is your impact? Like, be mindful of how you interact with other people. Are you always nasty? Are you always bitter? You know, is everything out of your mouth hateful or something that's less pleasant? You know, just these are just little things to think about. And that's really all I'm here for, is to give you something to think about. And that's about it. How many more minutes I got? All right, I got like 14, 13 more minutes. I just want to talk about... I want to talk about that Kim Cohart guy real quick. Oh, wait, can I say shout out to Tatted Teflon? This is somebody I'm following on Instagram, and he is so funny. He's one of them people, like, I watched him from a few hundred followers to several thousand followers, and he deserves it. He's funny. If y'all need to follow him, Tatted Teflon. It's Tatted, T-A-T-T-E-D, _ Teflon. So, you know how to spell Teflon. Anyway, because I got to pull it up, but... He's funny. Every podcast, I don't want it to just be teaching or preaching, because like I said, I'm not trying to do that. I want it to also be, you know, inspiring, informational. I want y'all to be able to be like, oh yeah, she talked about that one dude. He was mad funny. You know what I mean? But I don't mean, I'm only doing my part. Okay? So what I would like this podcast to include is a positivity spotlight. I want it to also showcase talent and, you know, spread the word, dirty bird. That's about it. So again, if you don't have a sister, a brother, you're an orphan, or maybe your family just ain't shit all the way around. My family, they are shit in spurts, you know, like in spurts. But I'm here, and I want y'all to know I love you, because everybody need love, and I don't think anybody on this earth should go a day without knowing that someone genuinely cares about if they are having a good day, if they're, you know, and you know, I can't even express what I've gone over time, how many times, like, all I wanted to do was talk to somebody or know somebody gave a shit. You know what I mean? I can't help you financially shouting, but I can be a good ear, a good confidant. And like I said, I'm raggedy, I still ain't shit, and my deliverance still need a lot of work. However, I just want y'all to know that there is other people out there that actually are, they care about humanity, and they care about just us as a whole. Not just saying black people, but us as a whole. So much light goes on the negativity and the negative wish-wash. You just be like, damn, bro. Like, I don't even watch the news no more, because our president is a duckhead, and he just say the most ignorant shit out of his tweets, out of his tweeting-ass mouth, and yeah, I just don't, because it's really depressing. And I like how they can find, with this new technology, I think I got enough time. All right, I'm going to try to hurry up, get this in there for 10 minutes. Okay, so there was a doctor. This is why I said the world's depressing, because it's just so much shit. You just see the police brutality, the suicide, like I said, all of these things that go into play. You just like, damn, bro, I don't want to watch the news no more. R. Kelly, that was depressing, because there's been sick people from the ends of time, and he's the only one that really got prosecuted and caught up and liquidated and everything else. And I'm not saying he should get away for it with it. However, what I am saying, it takes two to tango. And just like they excuse, no offense, white people with mental illness and he's incompetent of doing this, so he gets in the car. Okay, well, y'all know that R. Kelly got a fucking mental disability. All right, so yeah. Anyway, all right, move on. I don't get too touchy. Same with Michael Jackson. This man is a legend, and it's been proven, unproven. Why won't they let this man rest in peace? Why are they still on his freaky hee-hee? Why? This man has been gone for years, and they are still coming in and out with documentaries and... I don't even remember what I was going with this story, because it was going on from something else. Lord Jesus, I don't remember. I really don't remember, y'all. Oh, but... I'm going to be more professional next time, but this is my first time, and I want y'all to know I'm as raw as they come. Now, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to just stop talking, because I don't know what else to say for real. I don't know what else to say, but we can say so long farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. Bars.